the data points of the heart, the data points of the heart, the data points of the soul. You know, all you have to do is listen. Now, the Jezebel spirit is trying to talk so much that you don't hear what's really going on. That's a diversion. They're trying to talk so much that you don't see the game. And they're trying to cause so much drama that you don't see their heart. That's what they're hiding with all their drama, their heart, their evil heart. A lot of times people will do all kinds of shenanigans so that you can't see through to the real motive. But the data points of the heart are revealed in their words. Their words. Had an ex one time. She was afraid. She was living in fear, but she claimed to be faith. But her whole thing was about fear. She would make comments like, "Are you going to take care of me when I'm older?" Every time she would go to the store, go to the restaurant, she would refill her drink, even if she wasn't thirsty. She would try to have secret checking accounts, stuff like that. Secret money. It was all about survive. It was all about saving money. She wouldn't use deodorant because her deodorant she thought would make her crazy. Her whole reality was based on fear of the future, that nobody would take care of her, you know. And so her fear-based future reality issue permeated everything in the present. Instead of living in present and doing what's right now, loyalty to the other half or whatever, she was basing all her decisions on future based on fear. Let me put this on pause. I'm at the drive thru. I had to place an order in this drive thru. But yeah, so the data points out of their mouth, you know, they don't want you to see it because that's why they do the drama and all that stuff. And try to project and divert and shift things because they're not free. They're not free. I looked up the word free last night, and this is interesting. I'm looking at these drive-thru people, and they're not free. So if you look up the word free and just type in free etymology, and it will blow your mind, because just gaze upon it. Just here's how you decode this reality. Look up a word, any word, and just look at the etymology and just look at all the different derivatives of that word and just gaze upon it. And you're going to be amazed at what you can learn just looking at the etymology of a word. Chick-fil-A's doing a 6-foot. In other words, when somebody hands the guy cash, he's got this little plastic thing that he reaches his arm out with a piece of plastic so he can be 6 foot away from it. These people are going crazy to an extreme. And now he's walking up to the... They all have masks on. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is insanity, people. Now they're going to track you with a cell phone. They want to know everything about you, your heartbeat, what time you go to the bathroom, what time you eat, sleep. And I guess that's kind of, they want to know what you're thinking, and I guess that's what I'm trying to teach you right now, isn't it? I guess I'm doing the exact same thing they're doing, but I'm showing you how to do it spiritually to protect the saints, because the saints are under attack by these goats and these narcissists and these gaslighters and all these. You're in a war. a war of words continually. The reality is based on words, and everything's a derivative from the word, you know? And so, if you're saved, you're a sheep, right? And the goats are coming after you. The goats are even coming at. See, you got the Holy Spirit.
Ron?
Yeah. The goats are coming after you if you're a sheep. They think you're dumb because you're not wise. You're wise to do good. They're wise to do evil, right? And so that's why when you see through them, they got to kill you, right? When you see through the goat, the goat has a sheep costume on, and you see through the goat. That's why the 501(c) are going to hate you when you see through it. They're going to kick you out. When you see it's faith alone and Jesus alone, and you see a 501(c) is trying to put you back under the tithe or back under Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, work you to death, you know. And they can tell you the whole Bible in 5 minutes, but they don't. But they want you to be in bondage, you know. The whole Bible is Jesus went to the cross, rose again, made a way of escape. All you have to do is appropriate it by faith, period. You're a sinner. You're going to burn in hell unless you receive Jesus. Easy button. But they want to make it complicated, so that you keep coming back and depend on them, and they become your little substitute Jesus for you, you know. They actually want to be your savior, because you got to come. You better not miss a day of church, or something bad is going to happen to you. Something bad is going to happen to you anyway. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward, the Bible says in the book of Job. Job, he did not miss a day of sacrifice, and something bad happened to him anyway. Job was following all the rituals. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, but Job was doing it every day. He was following all the rituals, but something bad still happened to him. Hello? Hello? Because a ritual, a tradition, a system's not going to save you. Jesus alone saves. Faith in Jesus alone. If you follow some kind of ritual, you're wasting your time. Some kind of system is not going to save you. Tradition won't save you. Baptism won't save you. Going to church ain't going to save you. Some people talk about mercy. Mercy's going to save you. No, mercy ain't going to save you. The mercy of Christ, believing on Him, that'll save you. All the gifts of the Spirit are after you get saved. A lot of people want to try to practice the gifts of the Spirit to be saved. That's not going to save you. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. That's after you get saved. That's not before you get saved. You can't do it before you get saved. I love. It's a fake. It's a selfish love. I have joy. No, you have happiness. I have peace. No, you have peace only when the things are going smooth. I have goodness. No, your goodness stinks to the high heaven. I'm meek. No, you're not. It's a pride meekness. You're trying to show people how meek you are, but it's based on pride. I'm temperate. No, you're not, because every Friday you go get drunk. I have faith. No, you don't. You have faith in yourself. You don't have faith in Christ. Or you have faith in mankind. Or you have faith in horses and chariots and not man and not God. You have faith in some kind of system, but not God. So until you get saved, you can't have the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. There's probably another one in there I missed, but Galatians 5:22 is where it's at. Salvation is not a tradition. It's not a ritual. It's not being good enough. It's not about attaining some level. It's not about rising up to some kind of super guru state of mind. It's not about the Wiccan say, oh, it's love everybody. It's not that either. It's faith in Jesus alone, and then he can teach you how to love people. He can teach you how to love your enemy. But it's based on truth and love, not just love, because truth, love without truth is not love. Just because you love your enemy don't mean you don't set boundaries. Your enemy is wicked, and you don't yoke up with your enemy. You don't, you tell them, even the enemy, you tell them the truth, but you put a distance between you and the enemy. But why? Because that's really love, showing them love. If you enable your enemy to do evil, that's not love. If you enable anybody to do evil, that's enabling. That's codependency enabling. That's narcissistic. Be somebody's savior for them. They're not going to tell you the truth, because the truth will set you free. And if you look up the word free, like I said, it's freedom of thought. You're not controlled. I was watching an episode of Jessica Jones, and Kilgrave, and notice it was Kilgrave. Kilgrave was controlling people's thoughts. And so he represents the devil. So the devil, the world, the flesh, it's controlling your thoughts. But when you control your own thoughts, then you're free. You're free.